It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour three is upon us. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Keisha Blair joining us now. She is author of a recently published Holistic Wealth. It's expanded and updated, by the way. 36 Life Lessons to Help You Recover from Disruption, Find Your Life Purpose, and Achieve Financial Freedom. She is a money management expert. Keisha, welcome to Rush to Reason. I'm glad you're here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I also know we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, just some of what goes on in schools and so on, which, by the way, I'm glad somebody like you is written something like this and talking about this. I really feel like we have got to start educating everyone, not just those that are out of school, but especially those that are in school. I mean, I think they say the stats, Keisha, right now is if a high school senior graduating high school had to balance a checkbook, most can't.
Right. And it's not surprising, and you're absolutely right. It's absolutely necessary. And I mean, in the book that you just mentioned, The Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated, I also make that case quite clearly, because it's something that should have happened 20 years ago,
yep,
if not earlier. It's part of what I call this framework for how we recover from disruption, right? And if high schoolers can't balance a checkbook, then how can they recover from financial setbacks if they don't know what to do financially? So it's absolutely necessary.
Well, and I know this isn't in our notes, but I want to dovetail off of what you just said. How do high school seniors, when it comes to their future finances, and we hear a lot about student debt and all of those things along with it, if they don't understand the basic principles of finances, like you just said a moment ago, it's no wonder we have the student debt issue we have today.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It has to do with money management, debt management, as you said, learning how to budget well, learning how to spend and invest wisely,
yes,
learning how to prioritize purchases. All of that's wrapped up in that type of, you know, financial literacy education that's so needed.
I know this doesn't happen in all schools, but my son went to a school where there was a particular program here in Denver, and I believe it was called Junior Achievement at the time, Keisha, and it was a situation where as junior hires, they literally had to run their own business. It was like this little town that was set up inside of a building, and each student had their own role, I guess you could say, that they had to play with a different business. They were assigned businesses and so on, and they had to put business plans together and learn all the different things that you and I are talking about right now. And I can tell you that my son, who's now 30, can remember all the way back to when he was in junior high to where those things worked, and even some of the things that, and I've been in business, you know, self-employed since I was 22 years of age, so, you know, I was able to help him through a lot of that at the time. But I can tell you that he can still remember today those things he went through as a junior hire.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And my son is doing that in high school now, too. And I absolutely think that's another thing that we need to make, mandatory in terms of those entrepreneurial skills that are so needed. I mean, even if you end up getting a job working for someone, you know, getting laid off. We've
right.
seen millions lose jobs with COVID.
That's right.
It's absolutely
right.
necessary. Yeah.
Well, and Keisha, you know this as well as I. Even when you work for someone else, you are still effectively self-employed. You have your own brand. You are you, and what you do with that, whether you're working for yourself like I do or you work for someone else, you are still your own brand and, in a way, still setting the stage for your own future while working for someone else, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's absolutely true, especially as we see the global economy shift, and you're absolutely right. We see workers now looking towards making themselves into their own brand and how they do that, and that's exactly part of it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Keisha, and I coach businesses, and I know this will not shock you. It shocks a lot of people, but I will tell you that there are businesses that I start coaching, and I love them, and I love coaching businesses because I want to see those folks succeed. They've invested a lot of time, effort, energy, sweat, you know, tears, you name it. They've invested into a business. But, Keisha, you would be surprised how many businesses I start coaching that don't know, A, what their break-even is, and, B, don't even know what their profit margins in the business are.
Right. No, it's absolutely true. I do coach entrepreneurs as well. I started the Institute on Holistic Wealth after women came back just reading the book and saying, listen, there's such a gap with financial literacy out there. There's such a gap with entrepreneurial skills out there. You need to be teaching this framework. And so I've started doing that because you're right. The fundamentals need to be taught, and that's part and parcel of it, too. I think those are the two legs that, you know, we would need to focus on to get people prepared.
Do you feel like, Keisha, that we, you know, even as a country and as a society, got away from that? Do you feel like it was purposeful? Do you think it was something where it just sort of happened? Do you think it's because some folks just are not, you know, they don't have the right, I can say it this way, the right brain. Let's face it, some people have a math brain, some people have an English brain. I'm a math brain guy, as you can tell. And my English isn't always the best, but my math is usually pretty spot on. Do you feel it's because of that, or that we just lost focus on, you know, math in general because it can be a hard subject for students?
Yeah, I think that's part of it for sure. I think we just have not kept up the way we should have with the math curriculum, with the things, you know, going on in the world. I think we've been maybe largely reactive and not proactive enough.
I agree.
And so that's why I think, you know, people who are experts in the field, like myself, with publishing this book. And this is why I felt it's so important to do this, because we need this type of education. It's funny, when I do my talks and events, I get parents and teachers asking me for resources for their students on financial literacy. Mm. And they've been telling me there's not enough there.
Yeah.
Please do publish a kid's book, a kid's version of your book.
Good idea.
Have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we have it for kids.
Yes.
Because we need them to start thinking. I mean, kids develop, you know, emotions with regards to money from as early as 7. They develop, you know, subconscious reactions to money from as early as that age.
That's right.
So
very true.
We need to get them, we need to get them, you know, the right money messages, the right mindset around money. We need to really challenge that and hone that for them so that when they're adults and they're graduating high school, as you mentioned, that they can be in a position, you know, to manage their money wisely, to bounce back from financial setbacks.
I think, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm just a weird kid. Sorry, everybody that listens to me knows I was. I mean, I started, you know, working when I was very young, paper out when I was 9, 10, and started working at a very early age, and luckily was in a family business, so I had the opportunity to do that and had some really great teachers that, you know, mentored and I had around me. But, Keisha, I've always looked at money as a tool. It's not something that I love. It's not something that I hate. It's a tool. It's a tool to get the things that we need in life and to help others, by the way, because without money, it's really hard for us to even help lift others up without it. So I've always looked at money as a tool. Do you feel like that's something that we've also lost in teaching all people, young people included, that money is this tool you can use for other things rather than something that's just expendable that gets us what we need at the end of the day?
Absolutely, and that's something I talk about in the book as well. It is so crucial to think about money as a tool, and I know that we're not there yet in terms of teaching kids, with long-term investing and using money as a tool for long-term investing, but that's something that we also need to do is to show them how we can use it. I mean, even in the context of, let's say you have a job, that salary becomes a tool that you can use to create wealth.
That's right.
It's not just to pay the bills and
Amen. Get
you through the month.
Spot on.
It's to leverage, to make you more financially resilient and more financially resourceful. And I've been talking about that more during COVID.
Yes.
Because it's a tool to make you more financially resourceful and resilient. But you need to know how to use it.
That's right. I know we're getting close to the end of our time. I told you I'd keep you, 10, 12 minutes. This is great, by the way. I've really, really enjoyed having you. You're welcome back anytime, by the way. And I don't say that to everybody that comes on air. I really sincerely mean that. Recessions. And I know they're always talked about. And I'm one of those that always feels like, yes, there's always one coming around the corner. Where is that corner? I don't know. I don't think that anybody does. You always need to be prepared for that. And right now, I think we can see there's signs of one potentially brewing. What should folks be doing and looking at to keep themselves prepared for that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think folks need to make sure they're staying away from debt. So if you have debt now, consumer debt, I'm not talking about necessarily mortgage debt, But consumer debt,
the bad debt is what
debt,
you're talking
high
about.
High interest rate, exactly, bad debt. Focus on paying that down. Really hone in on your budgeting. You know, there's a whole chapter in the book on budgeting as well that's so crucial. Prioritize the spending and know what you really need versus want.
Yes.
You know,
thank you.
Do your cash flow and do your budget and really prioritize. And from an investment standpoint, you know, look long term.
Yep.
So don't turn paper losses into real losses. Look long term. Thinking long term is always the best strategy. And really just be in tune and be mindful in terms of, you know, money management.
That's right.
How you spend and kind of what you do with your personal finances.
I think the other thing folks should realize, and again, I've not read your book, but it sounds like we're very much on the same page here. I also am one that says cash is king. And what I mean by that is without cash, you don't do anything. So I'm one that would say also preparing for potentially a recession. If you're one of those where you're making some extra mortgage payments and principal payments and so on, I am one right now that would say stop. Put some of that money away, tuck it away, have a little more savings. If need be and nothing happens and you end up with a nice little nest egg, fine. Pay that mortgage down at that point if you'd like to. But right now, Keisha, I'm one that says, you know, get as much cash buried away as you can.
Absolutely. Shore up that emergency savings fund. Right now I'm recommending that we have 9 to 12 months. So the industry standard was 6 months, and I think COVID showed us that's not enough. So
yes. You're
right. Shore up that emergency savings right now because you probably need it for
okay.
sure.
Keisha Blair, it's been a joy having you. Again, it is Holistic Wealth, and it's expanded and updated, by the way, 36 life lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, achieve financial freedom. Keisha, where do they buy the book, by the way?
It's available everywhere online. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart online. And it's available in bookstores across the globe and in the United States. So get your copy. It's, as I said, Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble.
I tell you what, tell your publisher or, you know, the folks that booked you to give me a copy. I'd love to have you back. We think very much alike.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. It's been great having you, Keisha. Have a great evening. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.